Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, there's been a lot of controversy, if you will, involving Odell Beckham Jr. And this morning, I saw an article from Mike Tanier, Bleacher Report, and there's nothing earth-shattering in the article, and it's not a long one to read, but I thought it really hit a good point. The headline is, and we're more focused on the Odell Beckham Jr. of this, but the headline is, Odell Beckham Jr., Josh Rosen stung by NFL's double standard of professionalism. Let's read a little from it real quick. Odell Beckham Jr. is one of the greatest practice players I have ever watched. Beckham practices hard. He goes full speed when it's time to go full speed. And full speed Beckham from a few yards away, making his signature leaping catches and shifty moves, is a thrill to experience. Beckham also practices fun, dancing between reps to the music. Even the Giants began piping onto the field a few years ago, laughing it up with teammates, playing to the crowd a bit if there is one, which there will be in Cleveland, keeping everyone loose. Beckham is also a tremendous player in games, of course, but a different side of him comes out during practice. Whatever his contract situation, injury rehab status, or the Giants' record, if Beckham could take the field, he was focused and engaged, energetic and upbeat, a true model of professionalism. Goes on to talk about his time in OTAs here, the Giants giving him a contract. And then it says, the Giants, who look more like a Facebook group full of angry father-in-laws than a football franchise these days, appear to have been among those going out of their way to be dissatisfied with Beckham. Quote, they have the quote from Landon Collins, ever since Odell stepped in the league with them, they felt like he was a problem. As for Beckham's teammates, we loved them, Collins said. Odell is my brother. He's not that kind of guy. He goes on to say that Beckham is a guy like Josh Rosen who people keep whispering that he's a bad teammate, and yet you never hear any of their teammates say he's a bad teammate. Maybe teams and fans, he says, should worry less about the professionalism of high-profile players and more about the professionalism of some of the decision-makers, as we've seen the embarrassing way both the Cardinals and Giants have handled the Rosen and Beckham situation.
So what's your number one takeaway from that, Adam?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth. You know, listen, fans and players often give the media a bad rap. You've got a narrative, you're purposely being negative, and I think in a lot of those cases it's not true. Some of those cases, it is true. People have an agenda,
sure.
No doubt.
Sure.
Just like players sometimes have an agenda, just like fans sometimes have an agenda, there are some media members that sometimes have an agenda.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Yes.
It happens. It doesn't happen as often as media members are accused of, though.
Very true.
But I think this is in these cases with both Beckham and Rosen, there is a lot of truth there. That and also, some of it is one person reports a story that Beckham's this or Rosen's this. And then it snowballs, and everybody just goes with that kind of theme. And you're like, how did we get here? How did we get to the point where, oh, yeah, Rosen's a bad guy or Beckham's a bad guy? Well, speaking of Beckham specifically, I said this yesterday, Jason. I said, yeah, there are things he's done along the way that are worthy of criticism. Fair. But there's very little, if any, that's worthy of serious criticism, in my opinion.
I think that's fair.
Right?
I mean,
what has he done that's been so terrible? He was on a boat before the playoff game. He didn't play well in that game. You could criticize. That's a fair criticism.
Yeah.
He didn't play well in that game. Is it because he was on that boat?
No.
I doubt it.
No.
Maybe.
You think?
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Coming from someone who played in the league, again,
okay.
I would defer to you on all things.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe you don't want to go away.
Did it really affect him, or was it just a bad look?
What was it, 6 days before? Right?
Something like that. I think it's certainly more of a bad look than did it really affect him. I don't know, but it didn't help him when he didn't have a good game.
Fair.
Right?
Very
and so
fair.
It,
yes.
Like, Odell hasn't done himself any favors
no.
throughout all this. He's 26 years old, okay? He has so much time left to improve his image and change the narrative. You, as a player, you control the narrative. I mean, you can
yep.
bitch and moan at the media and Colin Cowherd or whoever the hell it may be and say that they're twisting things. But, like, you also do have some control over that.
Absolutely.
And nowadays, especially with social media, you can control what your story is, right? And so he's still young enough. He comes to Cleveland. He has a fresh, clean slate. Right now, the narrative is he's not here with his teammates, right? People are using that against him. He's here once a week or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Is it a big deal? Probably not in the grand scheme of things. But if he was here every day, no one would be talking about it at all. He would be a non-story.
Yeah. But as I said before about that, my thought on this and Beckham being here is, maybe this doesn't make sense, but to me, if he were here every day, it'd be a positive. But that he's not here every day is not a negative. I don't really look at it as a negative because, in the end, it is voluntary, right? And the idea that guys have to be here on voluntary time, the more I think about that, is unfair. It's not like he's not fill. It's not like the Browns don't know what the plan is.
Right.
He and the Browns are on the same page. They may not. Freddie may want him here every day, but they're communicating. They know this.
Look, though,
he's not just showing up randomly and not showing up randomly.
My point when I say you can control the narrative is that no one expects Odell to be here. Okay, so if he was here, doesn't that change things? Don't you say, well, that's different. I wouldn't expect a player like Odell Beckham to be at a voluntary workout. He must really be serious about this. That's all I'm saying.
It would. You're right. It would change the narrative to some degree.
It doesn't mean it's a terrible thing. And I'm over. I never really crushed him. I thought it would have been cool had he been here.
Agreed. I would rather have been here. I think we all would.
And if you're serious about like building that relationship with your teammates, then I think it's a great time to do it. It's not that you can't do it in the other part of the offseason when you're in California with Baker and Jarvis and the rest of the receivers because they're going to get together, I think, next month after the final minicamp wraps up. So that's cool and all. But it allows other people who already have an axe to grind against you and feel like you're all about you when every other day you're posting something on social media, you know, on a yacht, at a concert or whatever, you know, doing all these things and you're not here with your teammates, that's – again, how you control the narrative. And by the way, what if he wasn't here and he just was like radio silent on social media? I think it would help him.
I can't argue that. The thing to me, I think I said this a couple weeks ago, Dustin, does an OTA in May have any impact on a game? And I think they're the dumbest things around to drag these guys here for a May 3-day mini camp or whatever. I said, you don't see Terry Francona calling the Indians together in December and saying, hey, why don't you guys come in for some optional batting practice December 5th through the 8th? It's stupid. We're so far away to me. And again,
I think it's important.
Okay. Well, I have to defer to someone.
No, you can have an opinion. It doesn't mean I'm right.
But you obviously have a much better handle and perspective on it than a fat guy who never played.
My opinion of it is, it's spring football like in college, right? Why do they have spring football in college? You want to get guys together. You want to develop that chemistry. You don't want
to
go.
I thought about that. But to me, when you're in college, you have to make sure that you keep these guys in line a little bit more than I would think that you would have to as grown men professionals.
Sometimes you have to keep grown men professionals in line more than young people.
Because I thought the spring football, I thought about that. And I thought, well, you know, Ohio State does it in April, but they're college kids. Yeah. And you have to make sure that they are doing
they're supposed to
be doing.
And they're practicing. They have a game
and
all that. This is more, number one, you've got a new coach. So instead of saying we're going to install everything in July, you start the process early right now. And that's why I think it's more important. If this were next year and Odell had been here for a full season, which is like Tom Brady doesn't have to go to these every year. He doesn't. Early in his career he did.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't have to go. He knows the system. He knows his teammates and all that stuff. Like Odell doesn't know anything, and they're such a young team. I just feel like for this specific team, it would be beneficial for everybody to be here.
That's fair.
And like if it were next year and Odell and the Browns win 11 games and win the division or whatever and go to the playoffs or whatever, it doesn't even matter how successful they are, at least being here for a full season, I think that changes things. Because everything's so fresh and new, you want to take every opportunity that you have as like in these situations as an advantage.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's fair.
I think what you're saying is completely fair. I just don't take the opposite side of that because he's not here, it's this massive negative, which I don't think you're saying either way.
I'm not. And listen, when the Browns traded for Odell Beckham Jr., they knew what they were getting. They knew what they were signing up for. And
it's better
and contrary to popular belief, the Browns and Odell Beckham and his crew are all on the same page.
Yes, and that's the most important thing. If they were he was coming and not
Browns
coming.
Aren't mad. I know that Freddie has said a couple times that, hey, I'd prefer everyone to be here. Of course. What coach is going to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
What coach is going to say, You know what? In fact, I'd rather half the team be here.
Yeah.
Right.
You know that. In fact, how about 25% come? That would actually be better for no. He, of course, you want
just
everyone
the bad
to be
guys,
here.
The ones who really suck. Why don't you come in and everyone else?
But people
go
are twisting that as well. He's ripping Odell for not being here. No. Freddie wants everyone here, but he also understands and is on the same page with Freddie right. and his agent as to what his plan is this offseason. And look, Odell is working his ass off. He's yeah. training. He's got his own people, and Odell is on a different level than maybe Baker's on the same level as him,
yeah.
but like in terms of every other player on the Browns, like he is rock star level.
And
those guys live yeah. in a different world.
And that's and what about what he's done on the field? Now he's been a little banged up the last 2 years. That's the one criticism, if you want to say he's missed a lot of games the last 2 years, especially 2 years ago. I think if the Giants were a contender last year, he probably would have come back at the end of the year when he missed a few games late in the season. But the reality is that this guy gets talked about like it's almost ignored sometimes how good a player he mm-hmm. is. We watched Josh Gordon in training camp, an extreme talent.
Guy didn't play in like 3 years.
Right. Josh Gordon, who is one of the most talented players we've ever seen.
Yep.
Never worked hard in practice. Dustin, did you ever see Josh Gordon work hard in practice?
Biggest loafer I've ever seen.
Wow.
Never. And here you got Mike Tannenbaum saying, this guy, when he's in practice,
yeah.
is always working hard. He is, as you could argue, Odell Beckham is the most talented wide receiver in the history of the NFL. I'm going to get a little crazy.
That's a statement.
You could argue he is one of the most talented wide receivers.
How about you say could
in the history of the NFL? Well, through the first 4 years of his career, 5 years of his career.
He's done some things that no one has done.
Okay, he's second in the history of the NFL in yards per game. Second in the history of the NFL
with Eli Manning.
In yards per game with a quarterback who's not been very good the last few years. All right? And no talent around him until Saquon Barkley joined mm-hmm. the team this past mm-hmm. season. They had no other good receivers.
Yep.
Evan Engram last couple of years, okay tight end. They had no running back until Barkley this year.
Yeah.
So the focus of the defense and a Manning who's thrown a million picks, the focus on the defense has been completely on him the entire time he's been here until a little bit last year with Barkley. And yet the guy has performed when he's been on the field at a ridiculous pace. And I feel like that gets kind of forgotten a little bit. And some of it's his fault because some of the nonsense is brought on by him, the goalpost stuff. But a lot of this stuff is minor infractions, if you will. He's not been in trouble with the law. He's not done anything of that nature. He's by all accounts from his teammates, is a good teammate. So I think that while he's not without flaw and not without warranted criticism, the good so far outweighs the bad to me that I feel like the bad is focused on more, and maybe that's just because it's the offseason.
To Dustin's earlier point, a good publicist would really help him.
Yep.
And there are some really good publicists. A good publicist, because
would he listen? Would he listen to a good
Well,
publicist? I guess if he was willing to hire one, he
so
might
here,
be
here's
to
the thing, right? Like Odell, yeah. and I was talking with somebody else about this who feels like, hey, this guy probably makes more on a weekend doing modeling.
Yeah.
Than he makes like on the football field. So he lives in a different world than a lot of us. So a lot of times he's putting these pictures out there. He's probably getting some cash for those pictures for what he's wearing
sure.
or where he's at, and things like that, appearances and all that stuff. Like,
and that's fine.
And I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm the biggest hustler at this station. I'm down for to make some cash
yeah.
now, any way possible. So I'm not mad at the hustle. But in some cases, I think it does. He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. Like, you do some of that stuff, well, there's going to be some people that are critical of you, and like, he's very sensitive. Obviously, went at Colin Cowherd yesterday on social media, and he has the right to do that. I just wish these guys would just ignore the noise.
It's giving him exactly what he wants.
I mean, Colin, the winner in this is Colin.
And that's nauseous. Like, I won't even mention his name. He's completely irrelevant to me. I think it's silly. It's so stupid. But and he's going
I love,
exactly
I love the guy. I think he's a genius.
Ugh.
I'm not a huge fan.
That's
either.
Fine, but
he is very successful.
He is,
of course,
he
yeah.
is
sure.
very successful at getting what he wants.
Yes.
and he's pushed the right buttons.
He knows
here.
How to tweak the right people.
There was a time when I really enjoyed his show. When he first hit the national scene, I thought he was great. Now I can't tolerate him anymore.
How he is, as big as he is, status wise, you would not think he'd be as good as a person he is. You know, inside the locker room, he's how he carries himself. You would not think he's. How you say on the pedestal or anything right. like that. He don't carry himself that way. I've heard outside noise of people talking about that or saying things about him.
He gets a bad rap, huh?
He gets a bad rap. I don't know what the hell they got there from. But, I mean, if you never met the guy, you don't know the guy, you know, you just keep your mouth shut. So, you know, I played with the guy 3 years, and I was going on my fourth year. Hey, he's a great teammate, you know, great person.
Browns defensive lineman Olivier Vernon, who Dustin and I had a chance to interview Wednesday at Browns camp in Berea, and they played a little of that on ESPN today on NFL Live.
NFL Live, baby.
Nice. Getting a little love there.
One of the things that he said that struck me, and I can't remember if I talked about this with you guys on the air or not, he did a video. Did you guys see the video Odell did from Super Bowl week where he dressed up like a parking lot attendant, like a security guard?
I did not see that.
You got to find it. It's fantastic. Yeah. It was like Bleacher Report. I don't know. He dressed up like one of the security guys that they have the Super Bowl. He had the hoodie on. He had the big things that you land airplanes with, those big glow sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And fans were walking by him. He had no idea who he was. And he was just having fun. He was dancing and goofing around. And one guy walked by wearing his jersey, so he took his hood off. He's like, hey, and the kid, like, freaked out. It was just a great video.
I missed that.
And it's like if someone, like we're saying, if someone his stature who lives in a different world is willing to do that, how bad of a guy can he really be?
I don't think he's a bad guy at all.
Yeah.
I think he is young,
yeah,
got a lot of money, he's talented, he lives in a different world than any of us.
Yep.
And we can't really understand that.
I go back to what you said last segment, and I'm just going to keep it. A good publicist would be wonderful for him. Mm-hmm. In today's age, athletes can control their story more than ever before with social media, with Instagram, with Twitter, and just the relationships that they can build with – I mean, you know, I've had close contact with some of the biggest athletes around, and the way that they approach the media – they can set the – if you're not going to have a good relationship with them, then they're going to do the talking for you.
I don't know if you guys have seen – sorry to cut you off.
No, yeah.
This offseason, the role reversal or whatever you want to call it, the turn with Zeke Elliott, he went from like a pariah where people thought he was like a bad guy and did all these things. And remember at the St. Patrick's Day
when
he ripped the girls
–
whatever. And now he's done like six things this offseason in the community. He was at the hockey game. The kid gets hit by the hockey puck. He goes over to him, sits with, like, all this stuff. And that's what he's using his social media for. Now all of a sudden he's like, oh my God, Zeke Elliott's this great guy.
Right. But remember, in the end, guys, it all comes down to success on the field and winning, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like,
But there's no football games to win right now.
No, right. And right now it's a PR battle in the offseason.
That's why it is silly season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.